Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently, a little bit of fog, a little bit of mist, a lot of cloud cover. Temperature stands at 35 degrees in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I'm Chad Holmes. Hour number two of the program, final hour of the work week, at least for this program. Hopefully, it's been a good week. Hopefully, heading towards a very fun and productive weekend for everybody. Coming up in this hour, we'll be talking to Paul Micklig, the Newman Catholic High School football coach and athletic director, joins us every Friday to talk about what's going on in Wisconsin sports. And again, plenty to talk about. Packers season came to an end last Saturday night in San Francisco. Packers made a change with their defensive coordinator, deciding to let Joe Barry go. Milwaukee Bucks, of course, made their massive coaching change earlier in the week. And just a lot to talk about. So we'll talk about Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklig coming up at 9:20 here this morning, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
Any plans for the weekend?
Actually, I got some big plans. Well, first, I'm going to meet with a couple of good friends of mine to plan our very own murder mystery party. We actually attended a couple of them in past years, and we thought it'd be fun to have one of our own. And after that, my escape room crew and I are going to Appleton for our next escape room.
Oh. So, you said a mystery... It's a murder mystery party. What is a murder mystery party?
Well, the way that they had it set up the last two times I did it, it was at the Wausau Elks Lodge. But it's like you get your own character and you get to dress up in costume and you get to go to this party. And you get these objectives that you have to ask and, you know, kind of get into character. And then one of the characters, and it's different every time, so you never know what's going to happen. So one of the characters gets killed, and then your job is to figure out who did it without everybody thinking it's you.
Huh.
It's a really fun event, and it's like, I wanted to do it on my own because I had so much fun the last two times I did it. And I found out on their website that you can actually buy a murder mystery parties for actually a pretty good price, and it comes with all these materials and the decorations and the characters that you could actually, you know, have your own party, you know, assign characters and do it yourself. And it really is a lot of fun. The company who does it is called Knight of Mystery, and there's 28 different murder mysteries you can do. And there's some for families, there's some for kids, there's some for adults, there's even queen versions if you want to have a little more, you know, family-friendly events. But a lot of variety, and it's a lot of fun. So hopefully, we can set that up in the next couple of weeks. It should be pretty cool.
Very good. So it sounds like a very interesting weekend for yourself and some friends. So enjoy, safe travels to Appleton. Make sure, you know, as exciting as
the weather is nice.
Yeah, well, just make sure that you get there safely and then have a great time and have a great weekend.
Indeed. We'll be careful.
Absolutely. Want to remind folks that coming up tonight, we do have high school girls basketball as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Stevens Point Panthers. Stevens Point undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in a battle with undefeated Marshfield for the conference championship. Warriors have been playing better basketball lately, so looking forward to being at the Fieldhouse tonight for that one. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. and then the opening tip at 7:15. And then tomorrow evening, the New McCafick boys basketball team will head slightly north to Merrill, take on the Blue Jays in a non-conference game. 6:20 for the pregame, 6:30 for the opening tip. Live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, quick note that if you missed either of our broadcasts last night, Wausau West Hockey against Stevens Point, or girls basketball between Marathon and New McCafick, you can hear those broadcasts, our previous broadcasts of high school sports, our previous big high school sports shows, all on our podcast page. You can go to bowfallsradio.com/sports. You can go wherever your podcasts are. So, again, if you miss any of the broadcast, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcast. Well, yesterday, the State Assembly passed a Republican-authored abortion bill that Governor Tony Evers says, no dice. He will be vetoing it. But again, it's interesting this week to see, again, where the focus is when it comes to the great majority that the Republicans have both in the state Senate and the state Assembly. The state Senate and Assembly earlier this week were basically, again, trying to push through maps for congressional districts, state Senate districts, state Assembly districts that, again, protect Republicans. And they used the fig leaf defense that the governor had put out some sort of, they like to think, gerrymandered map or partisan map, when no, that was not the case. So they said, well, all we're doing is we're protecting ourselves. We're doing what the governor did with a partisan map. No, that ain't the way things work. And now, also this week, even when the Vice President of the United States on Monday was in Waukesha County on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, they're pushing through a Republican-authored abortion bill. And one of the Democrats from Madison, Representative Lisa Subek, spoke yesterday during a rather long floor debate and says, number one, she's very happy and that the governor will be vetoing it, but also said, quote, women of this state are telling us, stay out of my bedroom. Stay out of my doctor's office. Stay out of my womb. You have no business in there. And again, the Party of Freedom likes to control. The Party of Freedom, in so many different ways, wants to control every aspect of American life. And that has to stop. And I found humorous, one of the Republicans leading the way on this bill tries to imply that this is what the people of Wisconsin want. In fact, challenging the governor to listen to the will of the people. Well, that's what the governor is doing here. Fall Creek Republican representative named Karen Hurd said, and again, I don't know what kind of fantasy world Karen Hurd is living in. She said, I am not afraid to do the will of the people, even if it goes against my own personal convictions. Is the governor of this great state also as brave to get the opinion of the people of this state? Well, number one, the governor has gotten the opinion of the people of this great state. And if Representative Hurd got her way and had this question put on the ballot in state after state, in conservative state after state, you've seen questions where it comes down to who should be in charge of women's health care. Republicans in their state governments or the people themselves, the women themselves. And even in states like Kansas and Ohio, deeply red states, we have seen over and over and over again the people say no, by wide margins. The people in Kansas were talking like Karen Hurd did before that election, the Republicans in Kansas. They were certain that the people of their very conservative, very Republican state would say, yeah, we are going to allow the Republicans to ban abortion in Kansas. And they said, no, that's not the way it's going to work. And there is a disconnect, I think, with the far right and the MAGA right of the Republican Party with those Republicans that are truly conservative, principled people, but have said, no, this is going too far in issue after issue after issue. And now we're seeing members of leadership in the Republican Party, and they backed off late last night, but yesterday and in the last couple of days, you saw members of the leadership of the Republican Party try to say, we're going to cancel the rest of the primaries. We're gonna just crown Donald Trump our nominee. We don't like the fact that Nikki Haley wants to continue to run. And Trump on Tuesday after the New Hampshire primary talking about, I don't get mad, I get even concerning Haley and those other Republicans that are giving money to Nikki Haley. What kind of country does Donald Trump and these other Republican leaders think we're in? That we're going to crown Donald Trump without the voters, and in this case, Republican voters, being able to have their voice be heard. Craziness right now on the right of the Republican Party. The time is 9:18. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes, talk to Paul Mickling about Wisconsin sports. Again, plenty to talk about as we continue on this Friday morning. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:20, time to be joined by Paul Mickling. Back after I called him off last week as I hit the bottom of my...
Are you on the way up?
I am on the way up, but man, it's just hanging around.
Yeah, well...
It's that time of year.
I think I've been like that for about a month and a half.
I know,
now, so.
And I've heard other people as well. So, but much better. So at least we can talk to. And unfortunately, the Packers season came to an end.
Because of the show, probably.
Probably.
It's probably because you. It's probably because of you.
I think it probably was. It was just, you know, they did get their little juice on Friday, but man, they should have won that game, shouldn't they? I thought they outplayed San Francisco.
Yeah, they did, 100%, and you don't know when those opportunities. But, you know, some of these talking heads drive me nuts sometimes because I understand that, and I'm the first one to say it, what it bothers you because you don't know when you get an opportunity because you don't know if somebody gets hurt. You don't know if Love gets ACL tear, you know, or something, and then it's totally the season's over. So when you say next year, you hate those words, right. And that's a fact of it. On the flip side is, a month and a half ago, not even a month and a half, a month and a week, were we even thinking that we were going to be in the playoffs, much less, you know, have an opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game? No. And they came out and they showed things that they haven't showed, both offensively, defensively, special teams-wise even. Obviously, there's still glitches there, but some things that, in all cases, but things that they have, their coaching staff, especially on the offensive side, stuff that they can coach, and that LaFleur, when people were talking about him losing the locker room, obviously that never happened. So there's so many good things that came out of this, and you know, just appreciate the ride, and it was a great one. But like you said, it was there. They outplayed them. They looked like the better team, and that's why it stings a little bit.
And you talk about reloading in a very smooth way. The rebuild was pretty painless, wasn't it? for Packer fans,
well, you know,
because sometimes these rebuilding projects, you have to kind of bottom out. And boy, I mean, you have to, and again, you have to give Gutekunst a lot of credit. His draft last couple of years have really provided a lot of talent. And I was thinking, watching the game on Saturday, can you imagine if they brought Aaron Rodgers in and said, "We're going to have a bunch of first and second year receivers for you. We're going to get rid of."
They did last year.
I know, but I mean, I think that was part. I think a lot of what the Packers did was after Rodgers. I mean, they had made the decision they were moving forward, and then they were, because if they were said, "We're not going to bring in Brack Lazard or bring back Cobb," he would have got mad. But the thing is, that's why guys like him shouldn't be making personnel decisions either.
Correct.
Because they had a bunch of guys who couldn't separate last year, and they're obviously much better receivers this year.
Correct. I mean, can we get to the point as fans and things like that to admit things?
No,
that,
we can't. Even before you finish your thought,
no.
When you say that, well, you know the answer is no.
No.
But continue.
The reality of it is, Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous quarterback. He is. He always was. He probably still will be next year. But the Green Bay Packers were a better football team this year than last year because of Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers. That's just facts. I mean, again, I'm not saying he's better at quarterback. But that thing, I didn't say that. I said we were a better team. That's a fact.
And also, everything you've heard from that locker room is that this is a team that was together. I don't think that was the case last year.
No, these were just a bunch of kids playing football out there. I mean, honestly, they were just out there
within the locker room. I think everything you heard is that these guys like being around each other, and I think it showed. And I think that's one reason why when things were looking bleak, things didn't go, because you know it, things can sometimes go in one direction and that snowball rolls. Other times, hey, we're going to get ourselves out of it, and that's what they did.
They didn't have Aaron Rodgers. And again, I'm not saying this is bad. They didn't have Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, give him his little Jeep to run from practice to practice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's bad. You keep on saying that they're close. They were close because, you know what? They were all this kind of the same age.
Yeah.
And they were kind of going through this all together. They were all learning as they went along. They all had, I think, stayed together. They probably were younger guys that most of them weren't married. Their kids just out there doing and growing up together. It's kind of like a high school team growing up together, you know, through middle school to high school. It was that kind of feeling that they had. That's why I think they had a team. Again, that's nothing against Aaron Rodgers or what they did.
Aaron's going to be okay if we say it's all Aaron Rodgers.
Very good point. Well, are you bringing up the money thing, or are you bringing up because just life?
He's just a... He doesn't care. He just want, as long as we're talking about him, he's happy.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he, you're right. He doesn't. I mean, I he doesn't care about any one of the.
But I mean, he just likes being talked about. That's the whole point. Hey, let's get to Joe Barry, because they made the decision. I think Matt LaFleur decided, I can't be both offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, so I better bring in somebody. But, and also, when you think about it, and you know that, I mean, maybe I ride on this too much, but this Nepo baby Joe Barry gets a job. There's 32 defensive coordinators in the NFL. Frankly, you know, in the world, I mean, the top level, he is not one of the best. They can be much better, and it's exciting to think they can bring in somebody that could actually take this defense with a lot of really good parts to the next level to go with an offense that has a lot of potential as well.
I agree. I mean, I said from the get-go that he wasn't the answer. And again,
he's a linebacker coach who got the DC job.
At best. And that's fine. I mean, and be correct, he should never got the job. But I remember people saying, I know. I was going to say yourself included.
Okay.
Because you didn't like him, the guy before him. Yep, we got to get rid of and I'm not picking on you, Chad. I'm just saying.
Who was the guy before? I can't remember.
Patton.
Oh, yeah. Patton. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I actually didn't mind him.
I wasn't saying get rid of him.
But people say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, in general, they say get rid of him. You know what? Now what the scary part is, like, everybody's making it a high, and again, I'm not saying that he should have, because I said he should have been gone before this year already.
Right.
But with that being said, is be careful what you ask for, because this is what we got last time.
I understand that. You're right in that. But again, when you look at the amount of talent that there is on that side of the football, there are minds that are, I think, be able to use that much better than I really don't think there's a downside to this.
I think it's a hot job. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. In no way am I saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying is Matt LaFleur can't screw this up.
I know. I can't imagine somebody coming in that's being worse than Joe Barry, to be honest with you. Man, can you imagine somebody that comes in that's everything bad? But I sure do miss Joe Barry. I have a hard time.
What if we're saying that 4 weeks?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I don't. That would be pretty intense.
We would be hitting the bottom.
We gotta take a news update. We're gonna get the news and then come back with more with Paul Mickley coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices, Alexa, by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app bar. Friday sports segment with Paul Mickley. We also have somebody on the line, on the phones. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jason from Wausau.
Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I've been through plenty of quarterbacks with the Packers. You know, Favre, Rodgers, Mikowski, Jordan Love. Statistically, in my opinion, Jordan Love was the better quarterback of all of them. Don't get me wrong, Favre was a great quarterback, and so was Rodgers. You know, like I said, statistically, Jordan Love was better. All them guys were doing out there was having fun, playing ball, like they grew up and was taught to do. Now, for Joe Barry, he did something that nobody should have did, and that's fixed something that wasn't broken. The defense was fine to begin with. They were able to communicate. Then he started moving people around and just messed a lot of things up.
Paul, do you agree that Jordan Love is better than Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and even Don Mikowski?
Well, Don is probably not much, even though Magic Man was fun to watch.
We love Magic Man.
But statistically, yeah. I mean, for his first year coming out, everything that you look at and looking at the record then in the playoffs, his first time he got the W at Dallas. So from a stats look at it, you're right. I mean, it is. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be the better quarterback, but right now it looks like that he is. That's correct.
Anything else, Mark?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously optimism, very much so. And that's probably the word. There was some probably doubt going into this season. I think not only with Jordan Love, but with Matt LaFleur. And I think he took a step forward as well. I think he was put into a tough spot. I think early in the season, he was maybe a little tight. And then he kind of let Jordan Love, remember the old line, let Russ cook Russell Wilson? I think he let Jordan Love cook a little bit. And I think he's got to be feeling pretty good about, I think, even because with Rodgers, there was so much it was about Rodgers. And now he's able to, I think, make more about what he wanted to implement. And he has to probably feel very excited as well going into next year.
As a play caller, you know, one of the first plays in the Dallas game, not one of the first plays, but they used the play in the Bears game they were talking about that he actually fell down, didn't score on Musgrave, and then he did score against Dallas. You know, when you see, I'm just using that as an example, is because when you see stuff work and as a play caller, and that gives you confidence as a play caller that, hey, what I'm calling is working if we just run the system. I think he grew as a – he got confidence that, hey, what I call is working. This ain't Aaron Rodgers anymore, because let's be honest with you, before that, he wasn't calling the plays. When he was the offense, he never was calling the plays.
Right.
He never actually called the plays until he got to Green Bay. And then when he got to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers actually called the plays. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this was literally the first year that – he could do it, and it was his way, and he got to do it with his quarterback, and you could see that develop, and that's what I think is exciting about going forward about Jordan Love. Now, again, I thought a couple times in that San Francisco game, he went back to ad-libbing a little bit too much, and it cost. But you know what? You can't for a first time in that situation. All of us would make that mistake.
Exactly. Sometimes you, unfortunately, in that situation, but sometimes you have to make the mistakes to know the
what
line.
Not to do.
The line. Yep, exactly right. Having a phone call was so fun. I'll put out the number just for folks. Again, if you have the Civic Media app as well, you can just go to the app and then directly call us up as well. But if you want to join us with a thought on what we're talking about, 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. I guess we have to. Anything else we want to talk about the pack before we transition?
We probably got more, so we probably should move on.
Let's transition to the Bucs, because massive news this week. Adrian Griffin let go early in the week, and looks like Doc Rivers is going to make a lot of money coming in to be the coach. And you talk about, they're paying a lot of coaches now, aren't they? They're still paying Coach Bud, because haven't heard from him since he left. He didn't take another job. You got Adrian Griffin, who's just started his contract, and now he could be bringing in Doc Rivers at a top-level price. But I said this to you earlier in the week, that you know, normally if you have a 30-13 record, a first-year head coach, I'd be outraged. What are they doing here? Are they doing here? But this... it never felt right, did it? Right from the beginning, this has not. And especially when he first got hired, he was going to bring in this new bold thinking on the defensive side, even though the Bucs, you know, statistically have been pretty good. And boy, the defense went down. There was even Giannis doing some long monologues. It never felt right, did it?
No, I mean, and I think they played Atlanta at home early on. It might even been their second or third game, to be honest with you.
And yeah, I remember the first game against Philly, they won.
They won, and everybody's like, hey, you know, everything. And I was with that, too, and I actually didn't see it, because I remember I was in the car and listened to the whole thing. And then they came and they had Atlanta, and they got absolutely demolished. It was never a ball game.
Right.
And right from that second on, like, you never saw them, even a couple years ago, when they would take the bottom feeders on, they'd blow them out by 20-25. It wasn't even trying. And you can just feel that something wasn't right the whole time. And obviously, we weren't the only ones.
Doc Rivers. I mean, isn't it weird? You go from a first-time head coach to a guy who's been 25 years. I mean, schizophrenia. And that's something that worries me about the Bucs right now. I don't want them to be one of these teams that's firing coaches all the time. And, you know, obviously they made the decision on Budenholzer. I like Budenholzer. I felt like, you know, he did a good job. You win a championship in 5 years, have the best record last year, you fired him. And then they whiffed. John Horst, I mean, I'm assuming Horst, again, with the Bucs, sometimes I wonder how much these owners have their fingers in the pie. Because they do seem like they're a little bit more active than maybe some of the other owners in professional sports. But, man, they can't afford to whiff again like this. And Horst whiffed, if that truly was his decision.
You just said the key fact. I mean, I don't think this was his decision.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, the first hire.
I'd hate to be somebody in a position like that where I kind of get the blame when it wasn't my decision.
I'm not even saying it was the owner's decision. I'm saying is they went through They went through the players. They went through the players to make sure that they okayed it. That's
you're right.
That's a not a doubt about that.
And that shows again that there's a limit to what the players can really. I have a problem with consultation. And again, we don't know how much it's consultation versus veto power.
Yep.
But if you ultimately are saying this is the person I want, and then they get vetoed, then that's probably a problem.
Do you think? I mean, Chad. I mean, I'm not asking a serious question here. They were in the middle of trying to get him to sign an extension, Giannis.
That's a tough spot.
Okay, so they were going to hire whoever he wanted to get hired, so they got the extension. So to be honest with you, the Griffin hire was great hire. Because they got what they wanted. They got his contract.
Apparently, we have somebody on the line again. Boy, you are a popular guy, I tell you.
No, it's you,
Chad. I want to see the ratings. I want to see the spike on the show here. But we're going to go to the phone line.
Not somebody on the line, though. It's somebody who actually wants to call about getting on the show later next week.
I got confused. Now people want to be on the show. I tell you,
they love being on the show.
They want to talk to me. All right. But are you optimistic that Doc Rivers will be a guy that, because I mean, it's not an easy situation because the expectations are still the same. It's about winning the championship.
That's what they want. I mean, that's what they should want. I mean, they have two guys that are starting in the All-Star game. Think about that. They got two guys that are starting in the All-Star game. This is the time to make hay. You got to make hay when the sun's up, and they got to go for broke. And I think that if we can see it as casual observers, you think that they don't see that GM did not see that thing was falling apart inside the building? I mean, it must have been really falling apart. I don't even think we probably know the depths of it, of how bad it was. And so they're going for broke. They have to. The window's only for so long, and they got to get it done.
And even when Lillard had a massive game in Detroit, they barely beat the worst team in the NBA.
Barely. And both those games are barely, they were down, and that's kind of how the NBA goes sometimes. These teams are legit, but Damian Lillard he's a liability defensively a little bit. You know, I mean, that's compared to what Holiday was.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have to, but I mean, I listened to Giannis after the game on the other night, and, you know, he basically said soft terms is, this is a players' league. I don't really care who the coach is. We got to do it our way. I mean, so to speak. That's what
right,
he said.
Right,
and he
right.
said it. He goes, coaches. It's the players that get the job done, and it's up to us to get the job done.
In a situation like this, I do think a guy like Rivers is the right choice. I think that they do need a guy that has dealt with the lack of a better term, the egos of superstar players. He's been. You know, he was part of that Boston group that came together with Garnett and others. So he knows strong-willed. I think in a number of ways, Garnett and Giannis are similar in terms of very strong-willed. They're incredibly hard workers. I think that asking Griffin to jump into this stew was probably a mistake, and that a guy like Rivers is a guy that will be able to handle Lillard. He played guard in the NBA. To be able to deal with Giannis, to be able to deal with Chris Middleton, I don't think there are a lot of jobs, I think, at this point of his career that would work for Doc Rivers, but maybe this, I think, would be one that does.
And this is probably one of those jobs where this is it for Doc in the long haul. Because I think he does like doing the TV. He did that a couple times. Yeah,
they keep getting him into TV, and they keep getting hired out.
Turn him back, and I really truly believe this would be the it for him, as long as he doesn't get fired before next year. I mean, because they said it sounded like it was a 3-year contract, so
three and a half
year contract. So
yeah,
but, you know, this is it.
I know the owners. If it goes down the wrong pipe, it just starts.
Hey, I get excited. It's there.
But at a certain point, they got to stop paying coaches.
Yeah. I would think this is it for. I mean,
you have a starting. You're pretty soon to have a starting five, and then have five coaches you're paying as well.
The ironic thing is what's I think, you know, the Packers didn't get rid of Joe Barry because they had nobody on staff. I do believe that Joe Pruding must be the all-time leader in. Fill-in game wins in the history of, I mean, this is like the fifth or sixth time, and not just with the Bucs. that he's filled in for games and his record. I mean, he finished that 1 year out. Then there was the year before he had hip surgery. Right. And then he was once the other guy got fired last year. I mean, he's got to lead the league. They had veteran guy that was sitting there waiting that could keep it, the transition a little smoother. I personally feel that they couldn't have done it if they didn't have him on staff.
You're right.
On that, because how is this is going to be very difficult. How often do they actually hire a coach in season for to 3.5 year contract?
Well, and the thing about it as well, it's also difficult because normally when you bring in a guy in the middle of the season, it's about it's about being a caretaker and then resetting at the end of the season. We saw in Washington, they fired their coach just the other day, and they only had like 7 wins all season. And so they brought in an interim, and then they're going to open it up at the end of the season. This is like, driving, down the straightaway at Daytona and changing drivers.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It really is, because you can't slow down. This Bucks team, we've talked about it in the offseason. We talked about when Budenholzer got fired. It's about winning in the playoffs. And again, I guess the one thing I was wrong about was that the whole idea that the regular season didn't matter. It mattered in a certain extent for Adrian Griffin, because he never got a chance to see what he could do in a playoff.
Yep. Well, they said that Doc talked to Griffin back in December already.
But this was craziness. I mean, when you have Stotts quit and they're bringing Doc Rivers in to hold his hand, I mean, you can't. That can't be. I found that to be.
Well, they knew things were falling apart.
Right. So, I mean, I'm glad they made the cut there, because if you're holding his hand at this point with this veteran team, it does not work.
The thing about this, it's really insane to think, hey, Doc, can you come in and talk to Griff? Oh, by the way, we're going to fire Griff. And, Doc, you want to be the coach now?
I mean, that's the Dick Cheney rule. Look for the VP. I'm the best man for the job.
Yep. And that's what he got himself, $40 million.
There you go. Paul Micklick, thank you again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chad, and you have a great weekend.
9:49. We'll come back. One more segment to go. Wrap up the week. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Glad to have Paul Micklick back in talking about a lot of good stuff when it comes to Wisconsin sports. And again, really terrific coach, terrific AD, terrific guy. Always great to have him on board here on Bow Falls Radio. Today, Friday, the 26th day of January, 2024. That's day number 26 of 2024. That means there are only 340 days remaining in 2024. And time to look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1802, Congress passed an act calling for establishing a library within the U.S. Capitol. On this date in 1875, the man who brought a lot of pain George F. Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan, patented the dental drill. So the dental drill patented on this date in 1875. On this date in 1920, former Ford Motor Company executive Henry Leland launched the Lincoln Motor Company, which he later sold to his former employer. On this date in 1979, the Dukes of Hazzard premiered. The show ran for 7 seasons. Famous soundbite in history occurred on this date in 1998. You remember when President Bill Clinton said, quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky," end quote. Well, it was on this date in 1998 that the president denied having an affair with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky. On this date in 2006, Western Union discontinued use of its telegram service. And on this date, hard to believe it's been 4 years, but 4 years ago today, on this date in 2020, retired L.A. Lakers basketball legend Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash in foggy conditions in the hills above Calabasas, Southern California. 8 others were on board, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter Gianna, baseball coach John Altobelli, 5 other passengers, and the pilot. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Happy, 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 happy birthday to a guy that's brought me a lot of joy over the years. I'm sure brought many others here in the state of Wisconsin a lot of joy. The one, the only, Mr. Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker turning 90 years old today, and yet it's amazing how good he sounds. He is still so sharp. An amazing, amazing man. Bob Uecker, happy birthday to you. Actor Scott Glenn, he was in The Right Stuff, is 85. Ellen DeGeneres, 66 years old today. NHL legend Wayne Gretzky, the great Gretzky, all-time leading scorer in the National Hockey League, 63 years old today. Andrew Ridgely, he was the other guy, along with George Michael in Wham. Andrew Ridgely is 61 years old today. Former United States Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, turning 59 years old today. Nate Mooney of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is 52. Jennifer Crystal of House and Once and Again is 51 years old today. And reality star Colton Underwood from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is 32 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Fun at Work Day. We're having fun. At least
yes,
sometimes.
We are.
Fun at Work Day. It is Green Juice Day. What is a green juice?
Well, peppermint tea can be green.
There you go. Peanut Brittle Day. It is Spouses Day. And it's Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. So those are the special events being acknowledged today. Our number for the day.
Okay.
It is the current population of Alaska. And I'll give you a hint on this. Okay. The state has seen more residents move out than move in for 11 straight years. Do you want to guess the population of Alaska, or do you want it to be a multiple choice question?
Multiple choice is helpful, please.
Okay. 736,812. 845,723. 1,112,111.
You said that a lot of people have been moving out, so...
So A, B, or C.
I'm going to say... Well, Canada's pretty big, so I'm going to say B.
A. The current population of Alaska is just 736,812.
Well, darn, I thought you'd meet in the middle.
Your streak has come to an end at 2. You can regroup... Come back on Monday. We'll try to start a new streak.
Okay.
Thanks to our guests this morning. We had Mike Clements and also Paul Micklick. Stick around after a news and information update at the top of the hour. It will be Matt and Air on Air from 10 until noon. Then the Todd Alba Show from noon until 2. from 2 until 4, it's Matt Flynn Direct. From 4 until 6, the Devil's Advocates. And at 6, Maggie Dawn. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, for high school girls basketball as the Wausau West Warriors host Marshfield. Tomorrow night, Newman Catholic boys basketball at Merrill, starting at 6:20. Ian, have great fun on your treks this weekend.
I will. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yep, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.